A sunflower farm in Freeling is generously raising money for Heart Kids. Leading up to Valentine's Day, Barns of Freeling has opened up their field for people to come and pick flowers and ask for a gold coin for each flower to go towards the great cause. Corbin Schuster from the Barn joins me now. Hi, Corbin.
Hi there, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. It's such a beautiful initiative and it sounds like it's been much more popular than you ever imagined.
Yes, that is very true. No, we never expected the support for this little venture to be as strong as it has been, but we've just been blown away by how many people have come from far and wide as well. It's not just from Freeling or Gawler, the local towns, but we've had people from Port Pirie coming down and people from Norlunga, McLaren Vale, Talem Bend, just looking for something to do. It's an experience, I guess, and I said that to my wife when we first started it. I said, well, we drive 90 minutes up to the Adelaide Hills to pick $2 worth of strawberries, but it's not what you're picking that you do the drive for. It's the experience of going up with your partner, with your kids. Yeah, it's been really well supported by people far and wide. And after the last 18 months or 2 years of kind of being stuck and not being able to move too far or do too many things, I think it's a chance for people to get outdoors and have a good experience and also support a worthwhile charity.
Yeah. So you were hoping to raise about $300 or $400. Where are you up to?
That didn't last long. So that was the original intention. So Sunday afternoon, I thought, well, we've got this field of sunflowers. If we leave them, we'll harvest them. We'll get a ton or two of seed. But that doesn't really do any good for anyone except for us. So I thought, well, yeah, if we advertise that people can come and pick their own sunflower and for each flower donate a gold coin donation, we'll see what happens. And I thought, well, if we get 20 or 30 cars a day, that'd be good. If we could raise $300 or $400 and we could go down and present that to Heart Kids. So last night we tallied it up and we're up to nearly $7,500 since Monday. So,
and likely to increase again over the weekend, although one of the days you'll be closed, right?
Correct, yeah. So we're closed on Saturday. We've got a private function there at the Barns. That'll also give us the chance to get things watered and then get a few more sunflowers poking out for Sunday as well. It's just blowing us away. The fact that, we put it up and the initial expectations were blown away within the first hour or two of opening on Monday.
So good. Corbin Schuster's with us. He's from Barns of Freeling. They're opening up their barn for people to pick sunflowers ahead of Valentine's Day. Gold coin donations going to Heart Kids, which is such a lovely initiative. Tell us about Heart Kids and why you guys chose that one.
Yeah, so Heart Kids, it's probably not a hugely well-known charity, but we've, on my side of the family, there's been some cousins who've been affected and their kids were affected by heart conditions and Heart Kids really helped them out. And also on my wife's side, there was a cousin of ours who passed away at a very young age due to heart problems. And for a young family, the elation of having a newborn, their world is turned upside down when they get that kind of diagnosis. So we got a young family ourselves and I was really able to kind of sympathise with that, and I just thought it was a really special charity to support. So, and the strange thing is, when we did it in the lead-up to Valentine's Day, it was just purely coincidence that these things were flowering now in the lead-up to Valentine's Day, and I just thought we'd have young, loved-up couples coming out there and picking sunflowers, but it's... It just coincided with the fact that the kids weren't back at school this week. And so we've been having young families with young kids, like kids at the age that a lot of these Heart Kids are, coming up and picking these sunflowers and taking some beautiful photos. So, it wasn't the target audience originally, but we've had, or the target demographic, but we've had young families, we've had elderly couples. It's been really lovely.
I suppose as well, you know, in this time of social media and adoration and love of beautiful images, you know, sunflowers are so picturesque. Is this something that have you ever done anything like this before? What's the barn usually about?
No. That's a simple answer. No, so we're farmers, we're hay producers and grain producers here at Freeling. We crop a few acres around here, a couple of thousand acres around Freeling, and we had these barns that were sitting there a couple of years ago and they were falling into a state of disrepair. And we thought, well, they've stood for 100 years. We don't really want to be the people who own them and have them fall further into a state of disrepair. And so we began a project of restoration on the barns there probably about 3 years ago. and it kind of morphed into what was originally an old farmyard where the implements and the horses and all that were stored. And we've turned it into a we've turned the first barn into a function centre, which is done for weddings. And so it's got a capacity of 100 people, and then the second barn we're currently turning into an a couple of accommodation suites.
Fantastic.
So, the reason for the sunflowers was we had a few couples who were getting married there who, this time of year, there's not generally too much green or anything flowering apart from the weeds in the paddock, but they just said, oh, is it possible you could get something flowering around here? And we thought, well, it was a reasonably wet year last year, and the Bureau had a forecast of a wet summer, and we thought, well, we'll roll the dice, we'll plant the seed, and we'll see what happens. We did have to help it along a little way, and we had to go and go and visit a few irrigation places over in the Barossa to buy up some sprinklers to keep these things going. But it just popped up, and that little bit of rain we had a couple of weeks ago, the 50 or 60 millimetres, really pushed them out further. And yeah, and then we had this field of sunflowers, and we thought, well, now what do we do with them? So here we are today. And now, as you said a bit before about social media, normally social media is fantastic at propagating bad news, but lovely photos. It's just been shared far and wide. The original post that I put up, when you've got a Facebook business page, it allows you to see how many people you've reached. We're up to about 140,000 people that have seen it. There's a bloke from Gawler who is actually responsible for the artwork. Yeah, that's definitely not my doing. But the bloke from Gawler, Craig Fowler, who goes by the nickname of Chook, he'd done a bit of an artwork further down the road from us prior to Christmas. And I managed to track him down, and I said, look, would you be able to do something? I sent him a picture on the phone, and I did a Microsoft Paint job of what I wanted, and look, he's responsible for that artwork, and that's really been the... there's been so many people getting photos in front of that, and that's been a real attraction.
Oh, bloody brilliant. Now, how do we get there? What do we do to pick these flowers and raise some money?
Keep an eye out on our Facebook page, The Barns of Freeling, just for any updates. But we're located at 140 Templars Road, Freeling, which is just west of the town. Like I said, we didn't expect this many people to come along. There was about 5 plants per square metre, and there's about 6,000 square metres. So we conservatively estimated about 30,000 flowers there. And yeah, I reckon probably 3/4 of them have been picked. So there's still a few left. 140 Templars Road, Freeling is the location.
Brilliant. Such a good initiative. Well done to you and your family as well. Thanks, Corbin Schuster.
No worries. Thank you.